Hi, this is Amanda Decadene bringing you a very special OG original episode of The Conversation. Some of you may not know this, but The Conversation originated as a TV series. I interviewed some incredible, iconic women who shared really wonderful stories with me. So I wanted to make those interviews available to you for the very first time on The Conversation podcast. I really hope you enjoy listening to this interview.
I mean, I think about being in high school and having sex, and you're just sort of like, well,
is this
does this feel good? Is this what it's supposed to be? What's going on down there? How am I supposed to do this? Does it even really feel good? I mean, I don't think it did. I think you just think it's what you're supposed to do, and you're trying to figure out how to be a woman. And I really encourage my fans to wait. You know, wait until you're old enough to really understand what that feels like and what it means.
You know, it's interesting because one of the things that I feel really strongly about is the way that we approach sex ed in this country. I have two daughters, and I realize that the only mention of orgasm when there's a discussion about sex is as it pertains to the male and how we can get pregnant.
Right.
There's no mention of a female orgasm. It's just about, look, you can get pregnant from the guy. That's the only time. And I feel like there needs to be a whole dialogue about women and girls knowing their own bodies and experiencing their own bodies.
I think so.
So but they can communicate.
Again, I think when you're that young, it's like, you think about how relaxed and how comfortable with a man you have to be to really give yourself. And I just don't know if when
it's
you're
possible.
17, you really know how to do that. And
it's
I think
true.
It's important to be aware when you're younger of what you're doing. I think young women like myself, I'm not, you know, analyzing myself at 16 years old when I'm dating a 26-year-old guy.
No.
You know, you're just sort of having a
doing
good time
it.
And you think, oh, the boys down the street are so awful and this guy's a real man. He's so mature. But let's be honest, even at 26, guys aren't really even
anyone
real men
close,
yet.
No.
So I think for me, I dated a couple older men and then as I got older and more mature, my career became more important to me than anything. And anytime anyone got in the way or was destructive or abusive in my life, I just cut them off and focused on my music.
How were you able to do that? Because a lot of people get stuck with the guy as the priority.
Well, my grandmother, who was married to my grandfather for 60 years.
God, amazing.
Amazing. And both, my parents are still together 30 years.
So you know it's possible.
Oh, yeah. Well, divorce is like not an option for me. It's like, I'm going to get married and
That's it.
He's stuck with me. I've seen my mother and father stick it out. And there was a time when I was younger when I really thought they might get divorced. They were fighting all the time. And my mother was a mess. My dad was a mess. But they really stuck it out. And now, all this time later, when I'm with them, my parents are more in love now than they've ever been their whole life. And they're just so happy, and that's what I want. And I want to eventually find a man that feels the same way. Divorce not being an option, you know, working through everything together. And even if it is the hardest thing you've ever been through, you stick it out.
I read this thing that you had said that you always felt lonely.
Yes.
And it was great to hear someone else articulate that.
Well, I have begun to cherish my loneliness. And I have sort of since I was around 20 years old, and I'm 25 now, so 5 years of cherished loneliness. And I was very depressed when I was 19 because I decided to pursue music and I dropped out of school and I told my parents I didn't want any money from them and I got 3 jobs and I just hit the ground running, did it on my own. And I would go back to my apartment every day and I would just sit there and it was quiet and it was lonely and
still
it was still and there was just my piano and myself and I had a television and I would leave it on like all the time just
company.
To feel like somebody was hanging out with me and especially during the period when I was doing cocaine. I mean it was like the drug was my friend.
Yeah, it's your lover that never leaves you.
And I never did it with other people. And it's such a terrible way to fill that void because it just adds to the void, really, because it's not real.
Which and you have to keep filling it because it's endless.
It's endless, and at a certain point, I just began to feel sick.
Didn't you find that you just didn't even get high? Like, at the end for me,
yeah.
I would just do coke, and it wouldn't even get me high. I was like, wow, it doesn't do anything to me anymore. Why am I still doing
it? It would make me feel so sick, and I just remember one night being in the shower, and I was, like, bent over in the shower, and I had the cold water on, and I was coming down, and I was... Because I'd just done so much, I didn't even feel good. I just felt like crap. Ugh. And I had the thing of NyQuil, and I had the water going, and I was drinking the NyQuil, and I'm just like, please, Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, let me live through the night.
That's the crazy thing.
And I'll never do it again. And then, you know, you never really do that. But my point is this. I sort of f***ing woke up one day and was like, you're an asshole. You're not an artist. You're not an artist. If you were a real f***ing artist, you'd be focused on your music. You wouldn't be spending your money on the white devil.
Yeah,
you
know, it is the white devil.
It's just the most ridiculous. And there's this perception and romanticism around drugs.
That it's sexy.
That it's sexy, or that it's artistic, or that you're troubled and you're going to make great music, when really you're just a f***ing loser.
Yeah, wasting time.
Wasting time. I stopped and I focused 150% of my energy on my happiness, on what do you want to do? What is it that you really want? How do you explain to your friends and your mother and everyone, I'm a singer?
You have to do it.
I want to be a singer.
You do it.
Well, what do you mean you want to be a singer? Do you sing in the shower? You know, there's no way to convince people of your greatness. You have to know on the inside, whether it's you want to do advertising, or you want to be in finance, or you want to be a waitress or a bartender, whatever it is that you want to be, you have to know it inside and knife fight your way to your dream.
Hi, this is Amanda Decadene, and I'm here to let you know that if you want to stay connected to me and the conversations I'm having, and most importantly, if you want to support this podcast, the best way for you to do it is to sign up for my Substack. That is where I share the more personal lessons I'm learning, extra wisdom from my guests, plus the tools I'm gathering from the various teachers in my life. The way you get access to all of this is by heading over to www.amandadecadene.substack.com and just sign up. Put your email in. It's totally free. So head over to www.amandadecadene.substack.com.
But here's what I want to ask you. When you come from a place, at least for myself, when I was really broken from heartbreak and from loss and from abusing my body with drugs and alcohol, and it was really the bottom for me, and I thought, there has to be more to life than this. It took me a long time to work out what happiness meant for me. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have an identity that was strong. Did you?
I'm still working on it. I know that feeling. That feeling's impossible.
Yeah.
It's completely impossible. But the only thing I don't have that with is my work.
Because it's sustained by your energy that you put out.
You know, it's not dependent on someone else. But at the same time, it's an amazing feeling when you can love somebody and you can share your life with them. But the reconstruction of your soul as a woman is a lifelong endeavor and journey. It's forever.
It is.
And I'm lucky that I have a wonderful mother. I'm blessed that I have beautiful friends and people around me that love me. And if you're projecting anything menacing or of an agenda or a negativity towards others, those are the things that you're going to receive back.
Absolutely.
But if you project love and acceptance and tolerance into the universe, will receive that.
Very much.
But I really hope that women watching, you know, if you're laying in bed next to someone that really doesn't make you feel like the goddess that you are, you need to rediscover what it is that you truly want and need.
And by the way, there are some, at least for me, there's some days where, you know, like I feel really good about myself, and there are days where I feel like shit about myself.
And
that's just part of life.
It's not their responsibility, to be quite honest.
No,
and that's also unfair of women to put that on men. Is, you know, I feel like crap about myself.
It's
you.
Your fault,
it's not them. It's you.
Yeah.
If you're with someone that makes you feel bad, get out. you can't put that kind of pressure on someone to be the sole source of your happiness. That's your job.
What is your biggest vice?
I love dark liquor.
Yeah, that can really be up the next day.
That's a bad vice. And it's always, why did I do that to myself?
Yeah. And then it's another night, dark liquor. What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Always be private and public.
What is your favorite sex position?
Well, I think it's because I'm in charge all the time. I really like to be told what to do. I don't think it's fun to just do one position.
Lastly, what would you tell your 14-year-old self?
Nothing. If I had known anything, this never would have happened. It was my delusion and naivete that brought me here. I wouldn't tell myself a damn thing. Just let me be. Just look into yourself for the answers. Stop calling your girlfriends. Stop calling your mom. You know, stop picking up Cosmo or whatever you're looking at to, is this really working? You know if it's working or not. You either feel like a goddess or you don't.
Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed that conversation. And please remember to follow me on Instagram and Threads. We're not doing Facebook or Twitter anymore, just those two. It also really helps the podcast if you could subscribe, and even a review would be so helpful. Thank you so much.